I know with a lot of crazy young kids running around, Christmas was probably fun.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, 2011, talk about a roller coaster ride. It seemed like every time we talked, it was about an up or a down. It was a euphoric time. As you reflect on that, what did you think about the market in 2011?
I didn't think it was a whole lot of, you know, wasn't much fun, to be completely candid about. Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, you had, I think last year was the, 08 might have surpassed this, but I think last year, Tony, might have been the year with the most, what we would call a gap move on the open, which is where the market jumps up or, you know, goes down more than 1% on the open. And that's a big move if you think about how many stocks trade publicly to have the index move 1% or more just on the open. And, you know, we were down, gosh, from the May highs of 11. By September, we had come down 20 to 25%, depending on the index. And, all you know, we roll all that together. By the end of the year, with all that volatility, the market was essentially flat. The Dow was up. The S&P and the NASDAQ were down a touch. So you had a lot of noise, but you really didn't make a lot of progress.
What's that? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the one thing that's, you know, that kind of gets me excited about that is if you look at the market historically, it is definitely a trending vehicle. And, you know, trends up, it trends down. And last year it was, you know, trendless. So my senses, or at least my optimism, leads me to believe that this might be a year that surprises because, you know, for a lot of good reasons, people are pretty dour about the prospects for the economy and, you know, to some degree even for the country longer term. And I think in a way that's actually positive. I think that may be bullish for stocks.
What stocks made people very happy and perhaps very rich, and what stocks caused some of us to eat macaroni and cheese?
The ones that surprised, I think, the Dow, the way they comprise the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's 30 stocks, and McDonald's and IBM contributed 55% of the gain in the Dow Jones Average. And, you know, what does that really tell us? Well, a lot of times, just a few names can be the story. And you just happen to be in the right stocks, you know, it turns out to be a good year. And if you're in the wrong ones, it's trouble. Netflix was a high flyer that was $300 a share and during the year, and by the end of the year, around $75. So that was a heartbreaker for sure. You typically don't see those kind of collapses in you know, in big names. But I'll tell you, companies like in July, Tony, you know, don't hold me to these numbers because they're off the top of my head, but July, Caterpillar was something like $115 a share, and by the end of August, it was $80. So, you know, 30%, 35% decline in a short period of time. So, you know, there wasn't a lot that was immune last year, really, other than a few stocks.
I read recently in the Wall Street Journal that the first day that the market is open at the beginning of a new year and the first week are vital clues to what may happen in the first quarter. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, there's an old line that says, you know, so goes the first day, so goes the first week, so goes the month, and so goes the year. It tends to kind of work. I think the statistics are something like if you're up in the first week and then you're up for the first month, so you're up in January, it's something like 73% or so you're up on the year. We have the benefit, if you want to talk stats, that this is a presidential election year, which tends to be a good year for stocks. That's kind of a surprise, too, because a lot of times, you know, in conversation, people will kind of assume that election years, because of the uncertainty, who's going to win, that the market doesn't do well. But, in fact, it actually does pretty well. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe it's just optimism. Both, you know, parties are kind of excited that their candidate's going to win, and so everybody collectively in the country feels good, and they invest money, and, you know, the stock market goes up. I don't know. So there's a little bit of that. The thing that I think is going to be the driver this year ultimately is going to be what happens in Europe. You know, that's been the kind of tired of looking at that story every morning to see what happened overnight. but it's, you know, it's been at the fore. It's still there. Had a big auction, bond auction for German debt yesterday. France is going off today. So that's important for the market. But if we can get that to settle down, you know, domestically, the data here has really accelerated. Economic data has accelerated in a positive fashion over the last 2 months, which is great to see.
All right, Doug, before we let you go, what stock should we keep an eye out for 2012?
You know, I would probably say a group. I would keep an eye on the natural gas stocks. A lot of those companies have been hammered. Much of that has to do with the mild weather recently. More broadly, the price of natural gas has come down dramatically. It's down almost 75-80% since the summer of 2008. So I mean, it's been a big collapse in the price of the commodity. You know, crude and natural gas have kind of broken apart, where crude oil is trading for about $102, $103 a barrel right now. So you may get a little bit of a catch-up in natural gas if we get a cold snap in the weather. The stocks, I think, long-term have a lot of potential because this shale project, and I know we don't have time for this today, but there's natural gas all over this country, and we're starting to get it, and that's hurting the commodity price. But for the economic future for the country, what a great fuel source relative to, let's say, coal, because it's so much cleaner, and it's abundant, and it's cheap. And those stocks could surprise, because they've really been hit because the commodity's been so low.
Doug Adler is our Wall Street expert from Raymond James in East Lansing. Thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony. Have a great day.